Monday. You want to take it off, Elizabeth?
Oh, no. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay.
Force and habit.
And we're on the 22nd of December. That's the 12th month. And the year is 2014. So let's do a clearing for today's date. So here we go, clearing the 12. So releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll do the two twos, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll do the 2014. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So let's do a clearing for maybe emotional stuff, in case you're having that, or anxieties. I don't know. I don't know what to really select there. I'm trying to read, in a sense, the audience here. I just feel like a lot of people are in peace. So we'll just bypass doing that, and we'll bring up the light beams to give you more peace. So here we go. And if you do have a situation, just type it into the chat room there, and we'll address that in case you need something released from you. Maybe you're hanging out at the a fish aquarium and an octopus jumped on you or something. But anyway, here's the light beams coming up. So here we go. Remember, they're energetic. So let's bring up the male light beam first. Here comes this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now it's non-gender. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And next it's going to be the female. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we'll bring up Elizabeth here. So you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, everybody. Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone, on the Healing Highway. As Ron said, it is December 22nd, 2014, and we are live on bbsradio.com station 1 today. We will be taking your questions via clsquestions@yahoo.com. We'll also be doing some sample healings for you during the show. And if you have any testimonials, or if you've been working on some healings or timeline crashes, we like to talk about where everybody's at on the healing highway. The Monday show really is about you, your questions, how you're using the healings and clearings to have breakthroughs in your life. So you can feel free to send them over. And also, we have our wonderful user-friendly fast chat, which is available through the link via our BBS Radio homepage. So it's great to be here tonight, and hopefully everybody will be joining us at the special healing call later on that starts at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find more about that through the links in the CLS chat room. And also, we'll be talking about that, I think, you know, towards the end of the show. So if you're just joining us and you'd like to get on that, you can donate. It's a one-time donation of $50, and then we will send you the codes for the call. And once again, that starts tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. So it's a body organ restoration teleconference, and it's the first time it's being offered. It's a never-before experienced healing, so hopefully all of the frequent flyers will be joining us for that, and as well as maybe we'll get some new people to try that. And yes, after you pay for it, just send your PayPal receipt to CLS Questions, and we will be sure to get the info right over to you. So thanks, everybody. We've had quite a couple of emails come in already for that. And someone is asking a question, just some clarification about the water needs for the teleconference today. Do we need two sets of five waters? And I think it was just five containers total.
Yeah. Just five containers should be very adequate.
Okay. And will they be good for more than one day?
It'll last, since we're doing it in the evening, it'll last for tomorrow through the evening. So basically one day. So since Right now we're on Monday, unless you're somewhere else in the country and it's Tuesday, but we're on Monday. So the water will be good if you'd like to use it through tomorrow, which would be Tuesday. So after that, it will not be, it's still drinkable, but it won't have the codes in it to help you, as everything works in the moment. So we're sort of like stretching the moment out for day and tomorrow, because that'll be the way it will be working. But past that, like using it in 2 days from now, no, it will not work as far as the benefits from it. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. So, yeah, that's one set of bottles for all the different five purposes, and they will last through Tuesday. And, yeah, that's so you probably won't want to have huge containers. I would say maybe like a drinking water, regular size drinking water bottle at the largest. Maybe you could even just use glasses or some kind of skin misting container for the skin misting water.
Or maybe a quart bottle would be fine, too. You never know what your body's going to need. But I don't think you're going to need a half a gallon. That would be a lot of water.
Yeah.
Oh, what do we have for our questions out there? Anything coming through?
We did have a couple of questions. And someone was asking... hang on, sorry. We're getting so many emails about the call tonight. Someone was asking about the Prosperity Jumpstart, and maybe if you could talk a little bit about that and what's involved.
Let's see here. Prosperity. We'll need someone else to, maybe you could do that, or right now I'm in a whole different space. I'm getting prepared for the call.
Okay.
To switch energies over to that.
I think they were talking about the Prosperity Jumpstart, and I can read a little bit about that. It includes many different healings, and it's valid for 3 months. And what that clearing is used for, I think, most of the time is if you're feeling stuck or if you are feeling kind of held back, maybe in your financial situation or a business type of situation, or you would like to bring more prosperity into your life financially, all of these clearings are kind of packaged together to deal with that. And it's a great deal because you'll get a self-empowerment clearing, a psychic billboard clearing, prosperity empowerment clearing, poverty whole life clearing, seven generation poverty clearing, whole life victim clearing, and a curses, spells, and hexes clearing. So I should also point out all of these clearings can be purchased separately and used as single one-use clearings, but you can also get them together in this Jumpstart Deluxe Special, and you can use that however you need to, whenever you need to, for 3 months. It's unlimited for 3 months. So it's quite a, as the title describes, deluxe package, and will definitely get you going in the right direction. Ron, I'm wondering as I'm reading this, the specials, they're kind of for... I know we've talked about the self-empowerment. That one is kind of like a, you know, an emergency healing. Would this be considered the same thing, or is this maybe just if you want to be more thorough and other things aren't working for you and you kind of are having trouble figuring out why you can't seem to get your financial situation under control?
This one would probably go much deeper than the self-empowerment. The self-empowerment is like a big Band-Aid, and it can get you jump-started. And I think that one even lasts for, I think it's 6 weeks, I believe. But this one here actually has some whole lifetime clearings. And so it's goes much deeper because of that, okay? Psychic Billboard is a great clearing just on its own. If you haven't ever tried that, it's a great clearing for $20 for the month. But this one here would go deeper. But it kind of depends where you are, too. Some people who have done a few clearings, they don't know where they're really stuck or what they should do next. And so just by doing the self-empowerment clearing, there's like 38 issues there, and you can kind of zero in on those issues and feel maybe your body changing as to where your issue is at this present moment. Because you don't always know. A lot of these things are very evasive, and you can be in the middle of having situations happening to you and not even recognize it as the dark side put blinders on you. So this is why we have that self-empowerment one. So self-empowerment I put up for people who I've had within probably 2 months before I put it up, I probably had 10 people coming to me with almost the exact same phrase. They said, "Ron, I'm really a nice person. I haven't hurt anybody, and I'm great at what I do. Man, I just can't get a job. I got laid off, and I just can't get a job, and I don't know what's going on. And, and I need to get my life back into order." And so that's why I put that self-empowerment clearing up, so that you can look at your issues or just have them cleared. And there's people that don't even feel anything. Not too many people are that way, but if you are that way, you just don't feel energy, that's perfectly fine. You know, just go through there and start at the first issue and clear it and keep going. And all of a sudden, you might all of a sudden be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, get motivated as this stuff gets off of you, and, maybe land your job or something. So that's the good thing about the self-empowerment one, that it's designed to jumpstart you back into life if you've been stuck for a long time. The other clearing goes much deeper, and that's sort of, I don't like to use the word the money stuff because we deal with it so much here. We all need money. And so kind of getting into, that aspect, this allows you to get rid of stuff that's preventing you from, your own prosperity. Sometimes if you had a job, and you quit the job, and the owner or the people around you didn't like it, and they started doing, some spells on you, which can happen, which prevents you from getting your next job. You wonder, what's going on? I'm very employable, but nobody wants to hire me. That's probably because you have a spell put on you or some type of curse. So that's why we included that in there. And, plus a psychic billboard so you can move ahead slowly like a little inchworm, and you put in there where you are now, where you want to go to. And you take little baby steps, and then you see maybe every day or two how people are relating to you. You must be aware of that, because as you're changing the energy around you, it's going to open up another door for you, another energetic door that may have been closed and people were rejecting you. So that door gets opened up, and now you have a little more freedom, and maybe another door gets opened up in another couple of days. So maybe within a couple of weeks, all of a sudden, you are radiating what you want to bring forward, okay? And that would be what your, what your desire would be. And your wants need to be what your desire is, and you have to become your reality. So this allows you to become that reality. And then from there, you may be able to, move forward to get a job or something, whatever you're looking for. But that clearing has so much on there, that it's designed to really get you moving a lot. So both of those clearings are good. To have the self-empowerment one, also, the prosperity bundle. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and it sounds like, too, Ron, sometimes we're not even aware of what's on our psychic billboard. We're just kind of having these things happen to us, and we're not really sure why. So I think prior to doing that clearing, you would want to pay attention to how people, how, like you said, how your interactions are with people and how they're responding to you. And then,
yeah, the last part's the main thing, how people are responding to you, how they relate to you, okay? Because you want them to relate to you according to what you put down, you know, is what you want to bring into your life. That's how you want to be related to. You know? And otherwise, you know, if your own mind is trying to project what you want to be, then you're in the darkness. This way here, you're able to change it, light energy. And you're changing the dark side script as you're putting your own light into that so people can relate to you a lot differently. Remember, the bottom line is that you need to be in the present moment so the finger exercise can help you. And then the second thing is that you need to become your reality. Now, what some people do is they get very analytical. And this everybody should take note of. So if you're trying to do something and it's not working out, then don't go into the past to try to figure out what your problem is, because it'll put you back on those old timelines. You just need to keep moving forward with what you want to create. Some people get very, very mental. They go, is this thing really working? You know, I'm wondering here, and I got to dig up my past. Now you're going into your trash can, your garbage, and now you're bringing forth those timelines as you're having doubts in yourself. And now you're being put back maybe a month from your healing. So now you're at the beginning, and what you have done in a month's time is now, you know, sabotaged by you because you start wondering, how come it's not working? You got to keep moving forward on it. And you got to keep changing how people are relating to you. You don't know what kind of mess there is around you energetically.
Mm.
But it's much like on your computer. You know, you do something, you do a copy and paste, you type different things, you have pages on top of pages. You don't know what's on you from the dark side as you're trying to move forward. Kind of like having, like swimming, and all of a sudden you get some seaweed on your leg. You know, as you're, you know, walking and you got a bunch of seaweed, you don't know if it's a little piece or a gigantic piece. You know, you can't look down to find it or see it, you know, because your head's above the water. And so you just need to know that you're moving forward with your intent. And you don't want to look upon the past after you already cleared it. And so you may think it's not working. Well, it is working. Just keep moving forward. The dark side will want you to go back a month from now or even further to invalidate all the work that you've done, because they'll put you back on those timelines. So you don't want to keep regurgitating it, wondering what's wrong or anything else. Just keep moving forward and get into the present moment. Well, hopefully that helps some people. There may be somebody out there who has tried a few things and it hasn't really worked. And then they start wondering what's wrong with them, and then they go back into their past issues in their life, and all of a sudden, now you're back on a timeline. You know? So you don't want to regurgitate the past. What you corrected and healed is done. It's over with. Don't have the dark side give you those thoughts while something is incomplete or something like that. And if you do get one, don't go back to revisit it. Do a timeline crash on it, okay? Don't go back and think of the memory, and I should have done this, or should have did that, or I shouldn't have lent that person $20, and you know, whatever the situation is, you know, forget it. Move forward. Past, let the past die. It's dead. Dead energy. That's the way it's supposed to be. The only live energy that you have is in the present moment. If you want to live, you have to be in the present moment to live. That's you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's so true, Ron. And it prompted another question from a listener who is wondering, if the mind is darkness, then why do we all have a mind?
Well, because the people bought into the alien agenda to judge the light. Because the light is perfect. The light doesn't judge anything. Okay? So at that point, everything is perfect. even a mistake is perfect because it's a perfect mistake. Like cancer, you know, if you have cancer, which hopefully nobody listening has it, but we'll say that Fred out there has cancer, you know, and he goes to the doctor. The doctor will say, oh, your cancer, you know, you got a really, you know, really a good case of cancer. There's much worse than yours, you know. No, it's cancer, you know?
Right.
So either you have it or you don't. And, you know, the energies of the light, everything is perfect. So don't judge where you are. You can analyze, we'll say, in a way, and say, I don't want to be here. Then you are changing your life in the now. And when you go into the past, into those past timelines and your past reality, past parallel lives, it's the same thing, same words, same definition for different words, okay? So you want to stay in the moment. Because the past will bring you down. The past will just bring you typically regret, and you're in old timelines to be controlled. Why did the dark side give you mind energy? Well, you're not in light.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. You're not with your spirit. They gave you mind, so you're not with your spirit. I guess that's the best answer to use. Want to be with your spirit?
Yeah, and
at the moment.
They gave you mind so that they could control you. It's really not about you in mind energy. In heart energy, I think that's a, no pun intended, it's really hard for people to get to wrap their minds around that, because the mind energy really is darkness, and it really is controlling you. So you do, like Ron said, want to try to stay in the now and in your heart center. Which isn't always easy to do, and I think people do have a difficult time understanding why they were kind of given this mind energy, or why it's a part of them. But I did want to mention there are a lot of clearings you can do. You can do the free sample clearings, the Be Here in the Now, which are found on creationlightship.com. And also you can say out loud whenever you need to, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts from my mind and drop them into my heart center. And if you need to hear Ron's audio samples of that, you can find them at the top of the website, creationlightship.com. So, yeah, it's a very tricky thing, because the mind will only lead you into darkness. And that's not where you want to be. So sometimes the constant effort just to not let yourself get distracted by your own mind and your own thinking. So along those lines, Ron, I got an email from a listener who is wondering, is writing to ask the best clearing to do for someone who is currently in jail. My friend who is in jail has already had many clearings done through Creation Lightship, such as emotional, dark practitioner, dark energy, and alien attachments. He was jailed for being intoxicated and disorderly. Then, less than a week after he got out, he was arrested and is in jail for resisting public officers. I haven't been able to speak to him yet and don't know any details or how his mental state is currently. Please let me know. Thank you in advance, and blessings to all of you.
Well, basically, I would say entities, okay?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, all else fails, entities. You have something happening to you. You keep doing something over and over again. Addictions, not acting like yourself, that normally is entities. So I would do, you know, entity clearings on him. And then also, you know, do the Be Here in the Now for this person, so that he is able to be in the now, and then time will basically way to look at it. When you're in the now, time just goes by so quickly, okay? So, but actually, time stops. So when I say going by so quickly, it makes it sound like, you know, the time is whooshing by, where you're actually in the now. And so it's hard to give a definition, because it sounds like I'm doing the opposite when I say that. But when you're in the now, time, you're out of time, and time just keeps ticking by. how you get back into time and you go, oh, wow, 3 hours have passed here. What happened, you know? So that could help the person a lot by doing the Be Here Now clearing for them. And that's what I would do. Also, release the, if you can release the energetic cords from him and possibly the officers that arrested him. Because, you know, there's energy there both ways. And, you know, if he he said officers, so more than likely maybe there's a confrontation. Maybe he got beat up a little bit or something. And so right away he's probably angry at the officers, which is courting those energies to him. So another way of looking at that, if he is courting an officer who, you know, goes out maybe once a week, has to, you know, do some type of thing to hurt someone, to maybe put the handcuffs on or whatever. I'm just kind of projecting this out here. And that officer is going to give him, through the energetic cordings, all that stuff from all those people that he has ever worked with, because it'll be in his body, because the officer more than likely is not doing clearings. So that's, and that could be the reason why I'm just going sideways here, but I think they say that a lot of the officers, the marriages are awful, and maybe there's a lot of abuse issues with the officer and their wives. I may not be right at this, but I heard it someplace. And so very possibly that's the reason, because they're bringing in all that energy from the people that they have dealt with, and it's coming into their wife and coming into the reality of the entity. So want to disconnect your friend who is in jail from all of that energy from that officer or all the other ones. And just think what's been going on more recently, you know, we'll say in the last month, that you're hearing on the news with stuff happening with officers. I won't go into all those situations, but you can see now how the energetic cordings, as they connect with one officer that's in the news, as it comes into them, and the people that are thinking of the officer giving bad energy now, the officer has all this bad energy on them, and whoever connects to that officer gets it back to them too, and it can go downhill very quickly just from energetic cordings. So if you want to add something, you can, Elizabeth, there.
I really think that's a great point, and right away I thought of entities, because it's probably the entities that are causing this person to do these things. It sounds like he's really being tortured by some pretty mischievous entities there. So there is the weekly call, the entity removal special, which is Friday. And if you would like to do more, there are several entity clearings. And the first one is a whole lifetime clearing. It's actually the entity's attachments removal. But it sounds like, you know, you've already done quite a few clearings on this person to kind of work on the dark side and the emotional and dark energy attachments. So, Ron, I think that's a great suggestion, and might actually help the situation quite a bit if the cords could be released from these, if you could get the names of the officer who arrested him, and either do a timeline crash on that, or maybe even get on the decording call and get some of those cords off of him. That those are all great suggestions, Ron, and dealing with that is always difficult. But I do know that Be Here in the Now is an excellent, excellent tool for anybody who is in any kind of institution or jail or any kind of a place like that, because that really helps you to stay in the now and stay in your heart center whenever you're dealing with that type of a situation. So I hope this helps, and if anybody has any suggestions, please type them into the fast chat. And if you do this, and if you do an entity clearing, or if you do the cording removal, let us know and keep us posted on how that's working out. And you can always send updates to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So hopefully those clearings that Ron mentioned will help. I also have a question here on the fast chat, and somebody was at, oh, actually, it's more of an observation. Someone is saying that they would clear all paper numbers and keywords about taxes, loans, mortgages. Loans over long periods take you out of the moment, so clear your name and address numbers in the natal barcode. And I think this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, the Prosperity Deluxe package. So those are great suggestions to clear all paper numbers and keywords, maybe even your social security number, because that's kind of like a monetary system. Okay, and somebody else said that their daughter was sent home from her job early today in, I think it's Milwaukee, due to officer killing a black man, and riots are starting in the city. So I think that this has kind of been going on now for a couple of months, and it seems like when one thing starts, there are a lot of similar reactions to events like these. So if you've seen or read or heard something like this, you can always go and do the media cording removal too. And that's a very helpful clearing if you have been watching the news. And, or I was even going to suggest this earlier to the person who's dealing with their friend who's in jail. If there have been like traumatic events about that published about them, like in the news, or I don't know, sometimes local newspapers will publish these types of things, you can always get in and clear that. And if you've seen or read or heard something that's upsetting, there's a media news event trauma removal, and that clearing is great. It's a monthly clearing. You can use it for the whole month. And the best thing to do in that situation, once you've done it, is to just stay away from the news and keep yourself cleared off. Ron, I wonder if we could do a sample for maybe one event that we saw for everybody tonight, maybe a media event, a recent media event.
Yeah, that'd be fine. So think of something that you saw that disturbed you, pushed your buttons. So here we go. Releasing that energy, I can release one of those situations. The one that you saw, we're focusing on now. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. And I just had an idea as you were talking. You said, like, payments, mortgages. basically, let's just say that you purchased something for a long time on payments. That could be a mortgage. It could be even a car payment. Well, aren't you now a slave to that for whatever amount of time it is? More than likely, it'd be yes. No. So let's just say that you got a mortgage on a house for 30 years, and maybe you're, you know, paid 10 years into it. Now you have only 20 more years to be a slave to that. Okay. Oh, and maybe for some reason you can't make extra payments to lower that 20 years down. A lot of people, you know, try to do that. Although I think a lot of people, they kind of get up to their maximum limit when they get a house, so they don't have extra money, you know, to put extra money down on a house. But let's just say that you would like to put extra money down to lower that time, instead of maybe being 20 years, maybe it's 15 or something. So, but you're a slave to it. So, and you're trying your darndest to get another job to do that, we'll say. Well, maybe that slavery clearing might help you if you put that in there also, maybe after your name or something like that, while you're a slave, maybe that might free you up to even get a raise or something so you can do that. I'm just kind of suggesting that. I won't say it's going to work, you know, although it probably will, but you are a slave to it, so get off the slavery timeline so that you can now maybe you could double up on your payments even. I'm just throwing that out if you got off the slave, because see right away you're a slave and you're agreeing to being a slave for that amount of payment. That's what I'm talking about. So we'll just say that you have pick a number of $1,000 a month for your house payment. You know, that might be not realistic. It might be more, but we'll just say $1,000 or even less. We'll just say $1,000, and now you're a slave every month for $1,000. Well, right away you're locked into that, and that is who you are. Well, if you get off the slavery energies, maybe all of a sudden you might be able to get more money, because now you're not attached to the $1,000, and now you can be attached to maybe $2,000 or $3,000, and you might be able, if you want to do that, but you're free to choose now, and you might want to choose to triple up on your payments. So by maybe getting off slavery for that one particular issue that you're dealing with, you might be able to get a raise or get a different job with more pay possibly, or get a second job that you've been looking for forever and you can't get it. Just an idea there. But it'll take you off that slavery timeline and the slavery stuff that you're dealing with. Anyway, just an idea. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. And the slavery clearing is a very powerful clearing. And I think it could be the missing piece a lot of people might be looking for, because, like you said, Ron, we all kind of have to be a part of this monetary system and this system of money. It's just a question of how you are, I guess, structured in that system. So if you're forced to be paying off huge loans your whole life, you probably are going to be a slave to it, but you can also spin that around and make it work in your favor. And
yeah,
that's...
And even as people have student loans out.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Ron?
A lot of people have student loans.
Yeah, that's a big one.
They had somebody as a doctor I saw maybe a couple of years ago or something, and they're saying that they could never work a job as a doctor and pay off their loan. So anyway, I don't want to sound too negative, but so they're a slave to that note for their whole life. Back to you.
Yeah, and it's a really big problem, because I know a lot of people have student loans from very expensive schools, and they can't seem to get jobs that will pay them enough to pay off their student loans. I mean, they're just paying down the interest. They're not actually paying off the debt. So it's another sneaky way of kind of becoming enslaved to these loans. And it's a big problem, because a lot of the younger people are starting off in quite a bit of debt. So it's they're kind of already starting out as a slave race. That slavery clearing is exceptional, and it is available on creationlightship.com. Let's see, we talked about entities, we talked about prosperity, we talked about the slavery clearing. And still getting quite a few emails about the call tonight. It's great to have so much support for that, so thanks, everybody. And also wanted to mention that there is if you don't know how to do timeline crashes, there is a timeline crash tutorial posted on the Creation Lightship chat site. And if you go to the chat main page, you will see that. There's a step-by-step tutorial and also a video link. So if you've ever had any questions about doing timeline crashes, you can check that out. It's a great way to work on issues that might be affecting you in your life and in the moment. So if you need that, it's there for you. Just wanted to let everybody know that's relatively new. There's also a question here, which I think is a carryover from an earlier show, and the listener had a couple of questions and had been running a timeline crash at night for abduction while sleeping in their bedroom. The first night they ran this, they slept soundly all through the night and woke up feeling refreshed and energized. The second night they ran it, they had a very dark dream and suddenly found themselves wide awake. They looked at the light being and commanded their spirit back to them and then went back to sleep soundly the rest of the night. They believe what occurred is the clearing crashed the abduction that had started to take place. They said, thanks for your help, and they're wondering if you have any other tips on how to avoid dreaming.
Boy, let me see here. Dreaming is a rough one, only because you might do the clearing, which is the parallel lifetime living, you know, on cloned Earths, living on cloned Earths, when I put that one up, a lot of people were able to sleep quite nicely after doing that clearing. So it's a parallel life clearing, and it's about maybe a cloned body on cloned Earths, I think is what it is. So that one might be helpful. Dreams are difficult because they can sneak in there somehow. They get like a little pinhole. I would think if you got onto the alien attack page and you started working with that jellyfish and the orbs and get that stuff off of you, your dreams may start to go away because they have to get a way to enter into you, okay? They need to have some kind of agenda, and that's how they basically get that is from the orbs. And that jellyfish energy connecting to darkness. So just to kind of give you a little visual, you know that the jellyfish has little stingers on it, and those stingers go into your cellular memory, and they start reading you. So just think of that as like a record player, you know, the needle, the stylus, you know, playing the record, okay? And it's picking up all this stuff from the record. All the songs and everything else, but we'll just call it the record because the record does have a record, and that's your cellular memory. And so it's getting all that information, and then the alien races take all that storyline on that record and say the music, everything else that a record produces, okay? And it figures out what they want to experience working through you to put you onto a timeline. And they may go, this one kind of rings a bell. We like having this one here. And these lyrics fit perfectly, we'll say, with what we want to experience in that person. So now they create those timelines. Now you're dreaming that, and they create those from your experiences. So that's kind of how it works. Well, it's interesting how a phonograph record, an LP, is called a record. Very interesting. Stored information. And that's sort of what that jellyfish energy does. The little tentacles go into your cells and pull up the history of you, we'll say, and that's the way it works. The orbs somehow also connect to you and communicate their energies that they're picking up. Also to the jellyfish, and the jellyfish is like the gateway, you know, the message carrier to the alien races. That's kind of the way I perceive it. So get rid of the jellyfish, and the jellyfish you can think of in the movie Avatar is the tree, whatever they called it there, we'll just call it the tree of life or something. The tree was able to communicate to everything there. So think of that as the jellyfish. And that awareness is what you want to get rid of. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's great to know. Ron, I don't know if this is possible, but do you think we could do a sample clearing of one jellyfish energy, or maybe a clearing of a dream that we had?
Well, what I'll do is I'll clear the energies off of your right arm.
Okay.
So it's hard to say how many of those tentacles are attached to you to read you. Okay. But here we go, and I want you to kind of lift your arm up and down a little bit and just kind of see how it's feeling, the weight of it, okay? The movement that you're making, the weight, how your arm is, like, moving the air around as it goes up and down. And now I'll do a clearing, and I'd like you to do that over again and just see if it feels different. So here we go, taking away the energies from the jellyfish energies from your right arm. Let's go on from the shoulder on down to the tip of your fingers. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now move your arm, and we'll just see what kind of comments we get coming in. See if your arm feels lighter. Maybe the air around your arm is not connecting to you. Maybe it feels like it's just falling instantly and it's very light with no friction. Well, we'll just see what people get. Maybe you had pain in your arm and it went away. We'll see what people talk about. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. That's great. And let us know on the fast chat how your arm is feeling. And someone on the fast chat said this is the first time they heard dreams explained this way about the dreams. So it's great that we have these clearings. And also, I think a good idea is to, when you wake up the next morning, I know a lot of people timeline crash the dreams that they had the night before. They just put in my dreams and then the night of and the date. Because even if we can't remember them, we're still dreaming every night. So even if it's something you don't remember, you've dreamt and you probably want to timeline crash that and just make so that you're not dreaming. So that can be helpful. And there is also, the moderator just put in the CLS chat a link on how to do the step-by-step timeline crashing. So if you're looking for that, it's there. Also, there's part two from that listener's question, email question, and they wrote, it's kind of a continuation of what we were talking about, Ron. Sometimes when I wake up in the night and feel a presence or I've had a dream, I try to speak the mind to heart drop, but I'm too sleepy to do it. So I guess they're in kind of a half awake state. What I have been doing in these cases is to speak the words loudly inside my head and move one finger along with the words to be sure to be physical. Is this effective, or do I have to wake up all the way and talk the words?
Well, whatever you do inside of your head, you're in the darkness because you're thinking. You might be able to maybe change the scenes of the darkness, but you're still going to be in darkness when you're communicating that. So you want to get back into the present moment. And that's why you always want to announce something out loud or whisper it, because if you're in your head, then you're in darkness. And that's mind energy. And that's collective consciousness. Remember, you're bringing all this forward. Well, in a sense, you're like the whole movie set, and you're projecting your whole movie set of you, all of your stuff, all of your DNA, into the mind matrix. Okay, into collective consciousness, and that's how they get you. And so they see. They, the aliens, see what they would like to experience either in your body if they choose to step in as a shapeshifter, make a clone of that. And also, how they're choosing to control your life with thoughts going being brought forth by you into the mind matrix, because you're projecting them. And when you think, you're projecting all of these thoughts. You may only think that you're projecting the thought of what you're doing, okay? So let's just say that you think of when you was driving your car and you had to stop for some reason, maybe to look at something. Well, you think that you're only looking at maybe one thing as you stopped, but what else is going on there that the aliens have connections to? So you may have looked at something. Maybe you saw like a fountain in somebody's yard, and you know you saw the water coming out of the fountain. You go, that's really neat. Well, you didn't really recognize maybe a dog barking, you know, a neighbor's dog barking or something that could cause you trauma. Maybe you didn't actually physically see or hear an argument with two people inside of the house. There's all different things that's going on that's in that movie set, but you didn't tune into all of it. All you saw was one thing. Well, the darkness sees all of that, and then they can put that into a dream and put you into that house where the waterfall is having an argument with somebody. Remember, they're in control of the movie set. They're making all of this stuff. And so you may have a dream where you see that nice waterfall, and all of a sudden you're in the house having an argument or worse. Maybe the person inside, they choose to have the person do something very bad to you, you know? But you don't know that. So whatever you're seeing, whatever they connect to when you're out of the present moment, that's how they get you. And then you're giving them control of your movie set to run your life. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, it's true. There's a lot of things that they are in control of. And fortunately, we have the creation lightship, so we can kind of take some of that power back, get back some of our free will and free choice, and attend conference calls and healing calls in order to do so, and to also get our bodies and our energy back into the proper alignment. So all of these things are really important. I think we've really covered a lot of ground tonight, Ron. And we talked a lot about the different clearings and healings that you can do, media and news, event trauma removal, that's a really important one, getting back and being here in the now. We talked a lot about mind energy and what it is. And I also just wanted to mention again that we have the special call coming up tonight. So if you have sent your receipt, thank you so much. And we'll get the number and the PIN code right out to you. And if you would still like to join the call, please go to our Creation Lightship chat homepage or Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. Just wanted to also let you know that receipts for tonight's call have to be sent to CLS Questions to get the PIN number. So if you could just send your receipt from PayPal to CLS Questions, that would be great. And hopefully we will see you on the call. Ron, I'm going to turn it over to you for any last words.
Last words, uh-oh.
Maybe a mind-to-heart drop would be great.
Yeah, a mind-to-heart drop would be good. Yeah, okay, there we go. So here we go, everybody. You need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. And so our call is starting basically in an hour from now. So here we go. So counting from 10 to 1 backwards, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, taking those thoughts down to your heart to become in peace. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, so blessings. And we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth. Bye, everyone.